worship and worship, and I'll be sure to guess it. So we learned out from it. Then he says, gosh, so why do we need a person? But the other person has been thinking also, so she makes him up with the other. And he says, it's not so strong with the other. Because the Torah mentioned the Hebrew couldn't learn out. The thinking, the Torah mentioned the thinking, he couldn't learn out the Hebrew. All right. That's it. The Rabban, the Chidushi, he says that how do we know that by Chidushi, Shom the Keset is the Keset? Because the Torah says, Yotzochinom ein Keset, ein Keset lord in Zeh, aber yesh Keset lord nachher, so the word nachher is the Shove to the lord in Zeh. Now, in case of lord in Zeh, so there we have a loche of Shove Keset to Keset. By all of you, some male in connection with all the Achaea, which is Lushin, also Shabbat Keset. So according to Rambam, we learn out from Yotzachim and Keset, 12. One Aloche, each Keset was an Achaea, and what kind of Keset is it? Shabbat Keset is the Keset. So male, according to the Rambam status, according to the Rambam's teretz, so maybe we can understand Tesis teretz here and Muxum. Tesis kashi was, how did we want to say the name of the door in the pshat of his Yeshua Lord Nacha means that the Isha herself gets the keset, so we don't need the extra posik, so there is a Yisu. So Tesis teretz is no, from the Yisu we couldn't learn. Why not? But the Torah doesn't mention any extra psukim. So the answer, according to the Rambam, we can explain it. Because maybe the Torah mentioned an extra posik of Yotzachim and Keset to advise us that Shabbat Keset is Keset. Because if the Torah hadn't mentioned it, we wouldn't know that Shabbat Keset is Keset. We wouldn't know that Shabbat Keset is Keset. We wouldn't know the Chabad Keset. But Tesis doesn't agree that much, because when Tesis says the Kashi, how do we know that by pushing Chabad Keset is the Keset, Tesis doesn't give the tariff, so we learn it out from Yotzachim and Keset from the North Real. Tesis says we learn it out from the different. Some melee, the Kashi is, how can this be said? We come up in the Sukkot of Nemash in Shalab, Imei Mashmoyes, because in the Kammas Chon Amun, the 100 points different. So we have to resort to an explicit invocation in Tosh, not the mere fact that there is additional Tosh. But why couldn't we deduce it from the mere fact that there is additional Tosh? Because the Torah wouldn't mention just an additional Tosh in vain. So according to the Rambam, no. So it's not in vain. But Tesis doesn't agree with the Rambam. So the answer is, Tesis doesn't agree with the Rambam or the Emes. In view of the fact that the Gemara says, Yitzir Dikavosik Mamaya. So the Gemara is already saying that the Pasuk of Yotzachinom in Keset, it comes, is written, in order to advise us that the Keset Dushi belongs to the father, not to the daughter, so in the Mele we couldn't say that you learned out from the word here. Why? Because the Torah says, Yotzachim and Keset. Because the Torah has to write Yotzachim and Keset in order to advise us that the Keset Dushi belongs to the father. But suppose we didn't have the Drosha of Yitzir Dikavosik Amimai, so then we could say, no, maybe the Keset Dushin belongs to the daughter. So then you ask, if the Keset Dushin belongs to the daughter, why did the Torah have to mention the additional posik? The additional posik of Yotzachim and Keset to advise us the church is the Keset. I'll leave the emes that the Torah says explicitly, Yitzir Dikavosik Amimai. So that means Yotzachim and Keset was written deliberately in order to advise us that the Keset Dushi belongs to the father, not to the daughter. So the Mele, So Mela, we cannot say that you learn out the Shomer Kesef is Kesef from Yod Chayim Kesef, because that pasuk is needed. Mashein Kei is that if we didn't have the Drosh of Yitzir, I was Ekwimai. So then, I didn't know that the Torah had to write Yod Chayim Kesef to advise us that the Kesef Dushin belongs to the Father. So then I could tell you, no, there's a different amongst the Torah. So then, yes, so why does the Torah mention the extra posit of Yod Zachim and Kesef? To advise us that Shomer Kesef is Kesef by Kishon. Now, according to the Rambam Shita, so there is another explanation. But I'm just saying it according to the Rambam. But this is itself doesn't agree with the Rambam. I'm just saying it. According to the Rambam Shite, so from the Yom Tzachinom in Koset, we learn now with another aloche, besides the aloche of in Keset Lod Nzea, with the Sheset Lod Nach. So Mele, without the Droshe of Yitzir, the Kavosi coming Maid, without the Drosha of Yitzir, the Kavosi coming Maid, so we wouldn't know that the extra Pasuk is needed to tell us that the Kesef Dushin belongs to the Father. Now, the Rambam Shiti is that by Kesef Dushin there is an extra halacha of Anoy on the Kesef. In all Kesef Kinyan, there is halacha that has to be Kesef. But by Dushin, so there are two halachas. First of all, the Baal has to give the put it to the Yishon, and then the Yishon has to derive the benefit from the Kesef. Now we see that Rambam mentioned in two halachas. First of all, the Gemara says that word. Gemara mentions that word in the days that Maton Leharzia Ishmo Matone and Kule Kone. The Baal Nisho, the Shein Nisho, is the thing. So in other words, by all Kiyoni, supposed by Mechir, Ruvain sells Shimon and Shimon gives Kesef to what he gives it to him on the last house. So the study is thinking, by Dushu, suppose he gives it to Hamas, and he says to Dushu, Hariyat Kodesh said that Hamas, Ruki, the Asmation in Israel, were on the national of Israel. The Abbas, I want you should give it back to him. So she's not the Kodesh. So the Gemara says, Mibam Yisho 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 Yisho. So, there is a machlekes between Tesis and the Rambam. Tesis says that neither I say and Yisho is the Kodesh is the Matuna Nasa Hansa. Just as Karaka is the Kodesh is the Matuna Nasa Hansa. But that's only in our world. Zero Mishmachlit, because in the Suda goes back. When we give the key in Suda, so then it goes back. So Mele, Eve, and Isha would be Kodeshes. Or the Matamas Lahaza, so people would say, and Isha can be Kodeshes, all the key in Suda too, and all the key in Suda, she cannot be Kodeshes. Alright. That's what it's in the Rambam. The Rambam Shikini is no. With the Raisa, and Isha is not Kodeshes. On the day Matur was left. Let's see the letter. Thank you. פרקי הלוכה בגין הזה עונש את הרזרי עולים אינו מקודשת בין הרזירו בין לא ירזירו שאם לא ירזירו עושה הרי נזכן מתנה ואם ירזירו עושה הרי נאנס ולא הגיע לרחום סתם נורא נפריטה ובייטו שם דרזנק סתר הלוח ביום קשמין כסף זה לא הלוח, יש לי כסף יש לי כסף תרקיח has to be kesef to the meicher. There is no halacha that the meicher has to be able to divide the benefit from the kesef. Even if he doesn't divide any benefit from the kesef. So, karka is not the kesef. Mashem ki by dushim, they are problems. First of all, the baal has to give kesef to the isha. Second halacha is that the isha has to be able to divide the benefit. But if he gives her the tapas on Nasha Tarzareno law, well, so can she divide the benefit? No, what kind of benefit? She'll have to give it back to him. So maybe she's not the religious in the house. That's one of them. Then, that wouldn't work now. Now then, Kamikadi Gumilva is in the religious. So most Hashem say that that's not only true. In Dushin, in all Kesef Kine. Mechiras Karake, if you sell a piece of Karake and the Likeach, instead of giving him cash, so the Likeach cancels the debt that the Meicher owes him, so the Karake is not Mikre. The Rambam is Chay, the Rambam, the Zayin of Mechira, he says Karake is Mikre as well. Because cancellation of Shibuyim, Mechila Samyurve is also considered Kesef. But why by Dushin is she not to Kudeshes? Let's say the husband, the Ishe, are the $100 on the man. And then the man says to the woman, you know, you owe me $100, so you know what I'm going to do? I am Mechil in debt. But with this Mechila of the debt, I won't give the cash. So she's not in Kudeshes. So the Rambam raises it. The Rambam has to explain officially in according to Kesef because Mechila Samyurve is not considered Kesef. Kesef means giving something. Here he doesn't give anything. He just is Mechil, he just cancels Shibuy. But according to the Rambam, Mechila Samyurve is Kesef. The whole Raya is effective. Gam Mechila Skakois. As the Rambam says in the Zion of the so, it should be affected by Bushnos. So the Rambam explains that the Berkei Mio Chesishas, Halach Yidin, Hamikadish the Mio Chesh, after the voice of the Shtar, Eilim Kideshas, Kentzat, Gigen Shoroi Olo Yetzu, Ochei Yidin, יום הלו הריח קדשס לבדיני השני של יתרו. אין הוא קדש, מפני שמיר לו למצוא אל יתרו, ואין כאן דבקיום להם לסבוי מיאטו, שכבר הציעו עם סייטין אביוב רענוס, אגן להם פרס, דלו נתמרת. So according to the Rambam, there is an extra halacha by Kesef Dushin. Besides the requirement of the Baal giving Kesef Kinyan to the Isha. So the Isha has to be able to have a Noyer from the Kesef. Where do we have the Talochet? That ex-Talochet is not in prison, it's in Droshet, or Kichachichem Teatro, because by Target there is no Talochet. So that Talochet is increasing in the Xeras HaKosu of the Kyotzochino in Kesef. In Kesef or Mizel, in Kesef or Nach. So by Kesef Dushin, that the old Nachir has to divide the benefit. So Mele, according to the Rambam, we still can understand Tesis this fact, that without the explicit drosha of Yitzchak Avosa coming my, so then we couldn't learn out that the father is Eichel Kesetush. Why? Because maybe the Yotachim Keset is needed to tell us the text Aloha of Anoes Keset. But of course, this is not like that. So in this we have to say, without the explicit, without the explicit Roshe of Yitzir Kavosi Kamunai, so then we could say like Rambach, that the business why the Torah mentioned the extra posit of Yom Zachim and Keset to tell us that Chom Keset is Keset. By Dush and Joseph, it is by Omnit. I'll leave the evidence that the sheep is not like the Rambam, because the Yotzachim and Keset is needed for something else. But if we didn't have the Torah, we didn't have the Rambam, so then we could say like the Rambam, if not. Okay, that's all.
Second Shir in Kedushin, Rosh Hashiva Gimel Cheshvan Heitov Shemem Hei, October
29th, 1984, on Monday. So then the father gets the Keset Dushin. In the Hanumilat Tama. The Hanumilat Tama. So, because she does not have a Yaakov in Kabul. Where do we have the posuk that tells us that the father can be in Kabul for the daughter? That's in the parasha of in the parasha of Mitzishemra. So there, the Torah says, speaking of Satan Ishaze, and they will deal with it now, because the Torah says, Menesoyagoro, it wasn't Shemra, she was Mizamet, then Uskoluo. So she gets Nis. Iktane doesn't get any onshin. So the posik that tells us that the father can be in Kabbalah vision for the daughter deals with it now, not Iktane. So, how could we say that in the Hanumilek Tano that the father gets the Gush, less Liyali Kabu Gush? Now, when Nara is Liyali Kabu Gush, Tani Shiu Nafir Tishoka. Avagav, the choir, the Nara, the Sidus Koluo, they need to shame a lot from the potter, the Kolm, okay, no, we can still say that the proceed of the speaking of Sato Nisha Zeh has referenced the Tano. The Tano. But a Gdelo, a Naro, the father cannot be in Kabbalah, because she is a Gdelo, so she herself has to be in Kabbalah. And the father is not even in Dasmak, but only in respect to Iktano, the father is Dasmak. We could say it. But then you ask, after all, how could the posik of his business at Elisha Zeh have reference to Iktano? It says there, Uskoluo, and then Mrs. Shamalak Tano is Potter. So the answer is, we can say, we call up in Ishlema Adorekoma, as beat in the Satan Ishaze, Kisho Ishok Tano, the Adorek Deo. When the Torah says Uskoluo, so it means, the father was Mikabel Kudushi while she was a Tano. And then, she grew up, and she became an hour. She became 12 years old. The Kabbalah's vision was before she was 12 years old. And then when she was 12 years old, she was Mizame. So then she gets Mise Batina Haname. The speaking was while she was still in Tama. Vintema. Holy Tama leads the Chor. So why does the Torah have to mention Yotzachim Amin Keset to tell us that the Keset Dushin of the Ktano belongs to the father? Without the posse, I would know it belongs to the father. The Hashkes Tulemaz Bulo, כסף דושן מבוי וחי גם נאמרים גם אם הייתי ידע בחירי נאו שנספצו so is rasvoro we can say sins he can sell up so he certainly can be meisar yidushin just as the more it says sins he can sell us so the meisar deo certainly belong to the father is certainly belong to the father so Tesis says no there's a difference v'yishna do'i nome igari meisar deo nicha כי כשמוכו מחר מייס ידעו שאו נלחם קרס אבל קדוש הוא ישייך אני מאחר אבל כשיוכל ידעו היי מכל שנינטו אבל שאו ממש שאו ימוצינו שום סרוס לה because you see between מייס ידעו and the fact that he can sell her as an Avriya there is a connection because when he sells her as an Omer what does he sell her for? That she should work in the earnings, he gets a certain price for selling her from the oil. So in other words, so he's selling her for the Maisir Deo. So that means that the Maisir Deo belongs to him, because the Maisir Deo wouldn't belong to the father. How would he have the reshus to sell her? It's not. The Maisir Deo is not in his jurisdiction. Mashenkin, as far as Dushman is concerned, the fact that he can sell her does not mean that he has jurisdiction over her Dushman. One has nothing to do with the other. דין תנא אמרים לו מפרק נאו שמה יצא הבאס ליאב מדיזוך לירח מונר לבין צלו לירחופה אף על פי שבבת הוא מולך הוא פי לשוסו הוא קונטרס דיזוך לירח מונר מדחסיד את פית נסעת לו איש די די משמה קומניסים אפילו נשאו לחופה ומי ראי אם אני מלכתנו אבל נאו לא יקין כמה הוכן we see that from the speaking of Sakhman Isha Zeh we don't learn out on one thing we learn out that all kinds of mysterious leashes the father has issues even in suing some melee, so it should have reference to Naro also to Naro also If we say that the posik of a speaking a satir Isha Zeh has reference only to Tano, so how can we learn out that Maise Abbas of Inara belong to the father? Why? Midzochel Rachmone Limimsar Lechupe, but that posik, so assuming that posik tells us not only that he has his chus to be Maise Lechupe, but the chupa also, but he deals only with the Tano. So how can we learn out that the Maisei Yodeo of the Naro also belongs to the father? The fact that the Gemara learns out in Ksuvos that the Maisei Yodeo of the Naro belongs to the father, so from this posik of speaking aside from Isha Zeh, because it can be Maisei Lechupe, indicates that the posik of speaking aside from Isha Zeh his reference to now, not just to Ktan. So he said, V'yesh lima, the high poet speaking of Sati, al koko chayo and now ke parishis. He made the Yidushin noch and yuchal uforish. As speaking of Sati, kisho yiso Ktan, or hachupe yefsha uforish alo binaro. He in Katkus, in kinho yiso nisuo kishe zinso, yidino bechanek loe biskile, da al zmusho Katkus loe nechayo. In other words, it's true, that when the Torah uses the Lashon of speaking of Sati, so it includes not just the issues of Kusha, but the Messiah of issues of Nisuin as well, of Nisuin as well. But insofar as Kedushin is concerned, we can say that it has reference to Tana. But insofar as Nisuin is concerned, we cannot say it has reference to Tana. Because the Torah says in Menesoya Agobo that she was Mizane, then she gets killed. She gets killed. If the Nisuin took place while she was in Tana, how could she get killed? How could she get killed? So now, when she gets killed, she is definitely ill. If Tana doesn't get killed, so she gets killed for what? For being Mizane after the Nisuin, then there is no skill, so then there is Chenek. So when the Torah says it's for Ruah, so that means that she gets the skill for being Mizane before the Nisuin. And if she was Mizane before the Nisuin, why if she was a Tamar, so she doesn't get any Moshe? So obviously she must be Mizane after she was a Gdeiro and before the Nisuin. But right now she is already in Nisuo. Speaking of Sabbath means all kinds of issues. Even the foolishness of Nisuin. So when did that take place? That must have taken place when she was a Gdeiro already. And the Snus took place before the Nisuin. So Aiden came and testified that she was Mizane as a Gdeiro before the Nisuin. And then the next day, after this news, so the father was Meiser her Nisuin. So insofar as Nisuin is concerned, the Torah must have reference to now. But insofar as Kedushin is concerned, we could say that the Torah is reference to Ikhtar. You retain the negative basis of Dam. So just as the basis of Dam belongs to the father, so the male, the Kesedushin should also belong to the father. Shana basis of Dam. So the gills of Russian thesis is not the Agui, the Isle Tsara Agui, but the Agui Shaya. Why do you mean by? Because the father has the rishus, has the care to be made a new skin and get a big prize. And now that he was his answer, so he won't get that big prize. So that means the Neanis causes a lot of his own woman to the father. So that's why he belongs to the father is here. Mashenkin by Dushin, so that we is not child gave. Maybe he is not a chenikas of Yishu. Tein heyeche boel in meima mele dushu beishe subgan. O beishe subgan gufein. O beishe subgan gufein yad nushin v'av elo mi dushu yonam b'seifu l'nayres di boimos alo mi gishvin. So how could it be meisal mi gishvin? Apparently it can be covered Dushin. But now that the Havamin of Gemara was, maybe father can be covered Dushin only for Itano, but an hour not, so maybe he couldn't be Meisir an hour to be Dushin. He retained enough meaning, maybe boy was all of his choice of Tano. Boy, I mean, was a basis there, the narrow rules. In King Gamshik, she beggars, the basis of Gamshik. If that is the reason, it's why. The basis of Gam and the Narrow belong to the father, because the father has his own mommy, because he was able, while she was a camel, to be in the cover of Dushin, to receive a big prize, now as a result of the illness. So he cannot. So he cannot get to be a big prize. So for the same reason the Torah should say that Nehamis Iberes should also, the basis of Gam should go to the father. In the ancient Vegas, he made a family congregation for the Dom of Vegas now. Maybe I'll be my first daughter who will not say, in Hoya Film, shall you shock here have Elohim in house? He are eagerly coming. So, in other words, in order that the father should be saying, it must be in the shoes of the father. Whatever the reason is, must be in the Rishus of the Father. But a Beitres is completely out of the Rishus of the Father. So in the Melech, how could the Father be saved? Kim di kan kal nil se di boy mos ob kapus ka shaya do zal di bagus ko now so even though we may bagus is the snap the shoes but here the toy gives it to the father because the father has his own moment so even without jurisdiction without being in the shoes of the father he should still be in that all right anyway this doesn't like it but there is one washing thesis that accepts it Lochi nira li liil. So then Jesus mentions another question. Ve'im mehanim mila shtane eklima, tano shayach vasis risi kao lachina. Dehashte o bio mikabu visheo, iu tishlo kafsi. Kiku sheim lo klau yad lekali shama. Abo naro yislo yad, iu tag nishnapsho, ve tishlo kafsi. Peiru shkim yeshlo yad lekali shatsmo. Yi ha gdushu shalo. So now it's a Russian of faith verse in Smashma. Avalemes who shigam kishmi naro of yiyochel mikacho. Uchsho vio mikacho oz yiyo agdush mishalei. But from this Russian in Smashma, Al-Draza said, Kim yiyich gal yiyo agdush mishalos. That the shayla of the Gemore is only perhaps the dush is belong to her. But in so far as so the Gemore says no, it's in the Kaposik of Mai, the Kushin don't belong to her. But insofar as her ability to be covered with Kushin is concerned, and then there is no Shabbat anymore. I mean, that's how it's mashma. Like this Sohosh and the Ritva. That's how it's mashma. I mean, it's not so explicit in the thesis. In the thesis Sohosh, it's explicit that this Sukhya goes according to Shlosh. But from the thesis Sohosh, the Pashtas Halosh of thesis is mashma. The thesis is also the same shit as the thesis of Russia. So he says, the Hashmi Michael Kushin Leo, the original Kashi, the Ime, Han Hauken, Mora says, Ime Han Nathano, but Koi Zaira bin Haro. The answer is, the Gemara didn't mean that the Posik of the Spirit in Hasati has reference exclusively to Tano. It says, it has reference to Tano. And to Naro when the father is Mikabukush. But in the case where she was Mikabukush, so then the Kesedushin belongs to her. But you know the Tesu says in the previous Tesus, in the Masro, they in the Hanu Netano. Ko aya ki je kiche al dio vi hoche di yali beishe su gam mi dushi shal dio dio shehim shal dio ko ache hoche kama vi chite im ilo di beishe su gam dushi shal di atzmo shehim shal dio mi beishe that even the case where she was kabbalah di dushi so the case of dushi should belong to the father anyway because we should learn it out from Beishes of Gam. Ki vada yidusho vio lekali nofin, sheilu alo yli gam lehen, avo mitchila avi ali Beishes of Gam, sheilu alo yodo yidusho vio. So how do we know that Beishes of Gam belong to the father because the father is able to be Kavadushin for an hour? He certainly has the issues, the Kavadushin. We may say, was a hoche, ikele milach, mashu al yodo, mi mash, ini al yodo. And then, the Gemara says, al nisabre et chikom mai, yitzir di kabose kom mai, yitzir di kabose kom mai. So, פירוש רך, הציע סומו לבריאו מיועדים שיש נימון. עד כאן הר. So the רך doesn't explain it like רש. רש explained the Gemara יציע את הרוס הקום מי. In other words, that אין כסף בודן זה, אבל יש כסף בודן אחר. So in this יציע, in the יציע על the גרועים כסף, so I mean the Yitzia of the Simonim, I'm sorry. In the Yitzia of the Simonim, so there is no Kesef. But in another Yitzia, on the Dushim, so then there is Kesef. And who gets the Kesef? Another Odin. So who is the other Odin? The Odin from whose Rishul she is going out. Who could it be? Who could it be? The father. Because if the kesef belongs to her, so she doesn't go out as a result of the dushin from her issues. And the contrary, as a result of the dushin, her issues over herself is being promoted, not that she goes out. This is how Rash explains. But the Rash explains it differently. How does the Rash explain it? Because you see the kabosek of the mayi, pirish Rash, you see some of the real modern, she is in the realm. Afkanav, after all, here it says, Mushlo Shiro Yaslo, Yotzachinom in Kosev. So what do you mean Yotzachinom in Kosev? What's the Pshuti Shomikha? That means, Al Nisimoni, through Naus. So the Odin Zeh has reference to Naus. So the Odin Achi also has reference to Naus. Not the Tav. So in other words, we Kashav in more words, maybe the whole Teras Akosev of Yesh Kesef Odin Acher has reference to Tano, so the Gemara says no, because just as the Odin Zeh has reference to Naro, so the Odin Acher also has reference to Naro, not Tano. Mi usugeli mashmakla, shu tzorich lilmi, yuvi Naro's mayar, el milolon di Kesef Odin Acher, nearly for she see the cabose in the shusode, Moyusham Kesset for the Yonasin Rode, she ate some men, Moykan, she ish Kesset in Tiosom Shus, oh, the Alviaha, the Chim Ashma Washna Pinto. So that's why it's a case accepts Raspsha. It's in the cabose, but my don't mean that the posik of Roden Acher has reference to Asa Moos rather than Asa Kapus. But it has reference to the Dwatom, who is Odin Acher? The father. Now the question is, according to the Raspsha, that Yitzir di Kabose Komimai. Yitzir di Kabose Komimai tells us that Yitzir di Kabose Komimai tells us that the Pasuk of in case of Odin Zeh, אבל יש כסף לעוד נאחר. יש כסף לעוד נאחר. So, יש כסף לעוד נאחר. Has reference to new narrows, not to kapus. So then, we can still ask the original kasha of the Gemara. So how do we know that the kesef dushin belongs to the father? True, that the posik of יש כסף לעוד נאחר has reference to the narrow. But אימא לדידו. So Tezis says a kashi. How can we say Himele Dido? How koch nisrach koel lima shen liav? The Odin kashi because it come a chiche chiche is the effort. So Tezis is the teret that from the fact that there is a yisur we cannot learn out. But there must be an explicit implication in the Xeras HaKosu that the Kesef Kedushin belongs to the Father. Just because there is an additional posik that the deal very narrow, that's not enough. So we may let so be should make on it to Ashcha. So there is an explicit implication that the Kesef Dushin belongs to the father. Because Yish Kesel of Nacher, who is Dod Nacher? Dod Nacher is the father. But according to Rashi, the Zerzakosov does not say that Dod Nacher is the father, because Zerzakosov only says that Yish Kesel of Nacher, maybe Dod Nacher is the Basasal. But then you'll ask, if the Dod Nacher is the Basasal, so we don't need any extra posse? Alright, so Tesis has the cash. So Tesis gave the Teret that from the mere fact that there is a Yisur HaPosik, that's not enough. So here too, we only have a Yisur HaPosik, an additional posik, but there is no explicit implication in the Yalfuse of Yitzir the Kavosik of the mind that the Kesset Kedushin, belongs to the Father. All we have implicit in the Alfuse of Yitzhak was Mali that the Yesh Kesel of Nacher has reference to now. Alright? To now, but maybe the Nacher is not a father. Maybe the Nacher is the Basa self. So you will say, if the Nacher is the Basa self, why don't you need an extra passage? So you can address the same Kashe. Again, the Gemara's Kashe, we need to know. So Tesis already established the principle. So that's the kasha against the Rach Shah. So obviously there is a difference, according to the Rach, between the Habamim of the Gemore and the Maskonot. When the Gemore said Veimeli Didor, so then the Gemore assumed in that Habamim that the Posik of in Kesefot Zerbo, which Kesefot Nachir, has reference to Ktam. So the Mele, if it is reference to Ktano, so then there is no Yisur HaPosik altogether. Because suppose there wouldn't be any special posik of the speaking of Santa Lisha Zeh, no, so dealing with Ktano, what would we say? Who can be Mikabel the Dush of Ktano? What would we say without any Ktano? There is a posik of speaking of Santa Lisha Zeh. But at the end, there is a posik of in Kesefot Zeh, or in Kesefot Nach. So Amid in Maskone, he deals with Tano and he deals with Naro. But suppose there had no psuki dealing with Tano. What would we say in respect to Tano? Who can be Mikabo Kish? So we would say, Tano cannot be the Deshes altogether. How about the Tano is saying, oh, can she become the Deshes with the rice? No. She has no doubt, she has no yab to become a Kishin, so she cannot do the rest. But there is Exerasakos, so of the speaking of Satori Shazeh, that the father is Das Makne for the Tano. But Zaslori wouldn't be able to say that the father is Das Makne for the Torah, Zaslori. So what would we say if we didn't have any Exerasakos? So what would be the status of the Tano? We would say, Ktano is no das. So, a Ktano who has a father has the same status like Ktano is saying, who has no father. She just cannot become the Deshes, that's all. What about the same? Can the Rai say the same of the Deshes? No. She has no das, she has no yab, and she has no father either. But she's not the same also the father. He is the das man. That's because of the special Zasakosu with the father of the das man. But if we didn't have any special transaction, we would say that the Ktano cannot be Mikabel Kedushin, period. Now the Atzma, she cannot be Mikabel, and through the Father, she cannot be Mikabel. So then, the Gemara said, that we learn now that the Ktano, the Kedushin of the Ktano, belongs to the Father, from the additional possibility. Of in Kesef Lod Nzeh, of in Kesef Lod Nacher, it's a very strong culture. You have an additional posik, but maybe that additional posik has reference to a Ktano. So then, the posik of in Kesef Lod Nzeh, of in Kesef Lod Nacher, tells us that the father can recover the Kedushin for a Ktano, and that the Kesef Kedushin belongs to him. So, what do we ask? But the fact that that the father can be mikabel the illusion. The father can be mikabel the illusion to for the that I mean that the chicken mikabel the illusion. So without that supposition, we would say she's like the same, she couldn't be mikabel the illusion. But now that we have an extra posse, some mele, then the chiddush is that she can become a illusion, and then maybe the pshat is even she is saying that she can become a illusion. So you couldn't say that she can become a illusion, that we don't need an extra posse, because chichachichem is there. Chichachichem is there, and that's in respect to Ideo as das, but mele they say tamash vein to become a illusion. So maybe that's the purpose of the extra posse. Of in Kesselbod Mzeh, which Kesselbod Nachem. In Kesselbod Nachem. So that's why the Gemara could ask the Imel Yidido. Because in the harmony of the Gemara, so we are able to say that the Pasuk of in Kesselbod Mzeh, which Kesselbod Nachem, is reference to Tano. So by Tano, we would say that the whole purpose of the extra Pasuk is to tell us that the Ketana can recover the Dushan. Without the Pasuk, we would say she cannot recover the Dushan. As we see Ali Demis in respect to Yisema. So that's the purpose of the extra Pasuk. The extra Pasuk. And then, so what now the Gemara says, it's in the Pasuk of Nachir, that the Pasuk of Yisema is there. Our Yisema of Nachir has reference not to Tan, but has reference to Navo. So here, Tesis Svori in the Kashe, Al Kochol Yisrach Kol Lema Shem Liad, the Odin Kashe, the Kesef Koma, Tichot Yichon Liechven. So it's a very strong argument. Because we couldn't say that the whole purpose of the Al Fusi is to tell us that the Nara can be Mekabal Gush. Why should the Nara be Mekabal Gush? Without any extra cost. Why not? She's a day law. The whole Dova. So in Mele we must say, if the Torah did mention extra posse, so it must be for the purpose of advising us that the Kesedushin belongs to the Father. Because if the whole purpose of the extra posse had been that the Nara herself is the Kapela's delusion and it belongs to her, so that we ignore without the extra posse. It's like a swore. Why should there be a difference between the Nara and the Begas? So that we know already from Kirchichem the effort. In the Harami of Gemara, that it was assumed that the Pasuk of In Kesselbod Mzeh Avo Ish Kesselbod Nachir has reference only to Ktano. So Mele we could say it's not a superfluous Pasuk in respect to the Chiddush that the Ktano can be Mekabel the Gush. Because from Chirachirim the Ephraim, I wouldn't know that the Ketana can be recovered the Gush. Chirachirim the Ephraim only tells us that a woman who has Das and has a Yad can recover Gush. But not the Ketana. So maybe that's the purpose. But now that we have the Al-Fusse of Yitzir the Kabose coming by. That the Pasuk of In Kesselbod Mzeh Avo Ish Kesselbod Nachir has reference to Inaro, so we must say that there is an additional Pasuk which if the purpose of that additional Pasuk is just to tell us that she can come with illusion, that we could know from Chirachirim the Ephraim. She's a day off. So obviously the purpose of that Pasuk is to tell us something else, that the Kesef Dushin belongs to the Father. That we would know Mizar Asrar and from Chirachirim the Ephraim. I think there's a plain text on the Kashe against the Rach. Now, yesterday, in going over the Gemara, the Fitim and Nila, the Bridges of Drama, thank you. Shara Brishis of Gam Dafwe, Shaya Bilavai. But when the Gemara said, if the same in the earth, Miknose, Mamele Miknose or Alpinon. So, the Gemara said, Mamele Miknose or Alpinon. Here, in respect to Brishis of Gam, the Gemara doesn't say, Mamele Miknose or Alpinon. So it's mashma from this Gemara, that Brishis of Gam, Gam is Nezek. Nezek. So, he's not Knas, he's Mamele. But the Rambam says, in the Zion of Israel Mazik, that Gam, that Nezek and Beishes are Knas. In respect to Nezek, the Rambam says that means that if there are no aid, he just does Baldini, so he's not high. Beishes is higher because there is a new Beishes. But otherwise, he wouldn't be higher. He wouldn't be higher. So it's a cash against the Rambam. I didn't give it that. So, but I think that we can answer that question. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, now what is Knas? So Knas, the Gemara says, is Yisan Mashiach. Let's say Kato, Abadei, I mean, Hamishim of Enes and Fate, Meir of Mitzishemra. So that's Yisan Mashiach. Yisan Mashiach. There's another Knas that is not Yisan Mashiach. But on account of the fact that Sam Shlom Bilcheska Shino Kaine, so that means that the Baal Asheya was not even negligent, so it's also considered, so even the head damage is considered as a machine. Because whatever damage was caused is not really his fault. He was not culpably negligent because Sam Shlom is the Cheska Shino Kaine. So maybe Paulin is Kiknose, even though it's head damages, it's half of the loss, it's not more than the loss, but it's Yisa Mashiach because he's not really responsible for it. Because Sam Shlom is Yisa Mashiach. So the definition of Knas means Yisa Mashiach. But then the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot says, at the end of the Akdome, so he says, to Da, that there are all kinds of bunches. There is an English of Nisei. There is an inish of Nise, and there is an inish of Malchus, and there is an inish of Mam, and that's Knos, and that's Knos. So he defines Knas in Sefer HaMitzvot as something that is Vitiyasich. That's not like Yisar Mashiach. So apparently, there are two kinds of gnosis. I mean, there are full gnosis. Full gnosis. Full gnosis means Yisan Mashiach. And then I would call it semi-knas. Not full gnosis. Something that is Yisanish. In contrast to something that is moment gone. For example, if somebody borrows money, he has to pay back. Is that Yisanish? Is it a penalty? Is it a fine? He has to pay back because he borrowed, he has to pay back. Now a gunner and the gazlan have to pay care. That's not the Kiyasinish. Because he stole money, so he has to pay back the principal. The capo is a penalty. The capo is a penalty. Apparently the Rambam Shiti is like this. That in respect to him for him, it's so independent. Insofar as Shevis is concerned, that's not the Yasinish. Why would the Chivu have to pay Shevis? Because, after all, he had loss of services or burdens during the recovery period. So he could not do any work. So mainly he had loss. So the Chivu has to reimburse him for the loss. He's not the Yasinish. He had medical expenses. So the Chivu has to reimburse him for the medical expenses. So that's not the Yasinish. But insofar as Sar, Beishes, Nezek is concerned. Now, Nezek is not because he saw money, because no amount of money in the world could compensate for a hand or for a leg. Zikner Zakosov, he has to pay a certain shum. So that's the Yasinish. Not because of the chesomah, because how could even $1 million or $1 billion be the measure of a hand or of a leg. Sikra Sakosu is Vitera Sainish. So Mele, in respect to full gnosis, so there it's not only that we don't apply the Halacha of Midrash but into the Eridah. We ask him that maybe the Knas V'Hakar V'Eidim is also for him. So if Doi is a Peteres, even if Eidim come later on, we cannot be Mechaim. Because he Doi is a Peter, so that Halacha of that he Doi is a Peter applies only to a Knas Gomor of Yisra Mashiach. He's a machine. But then the halacha of Yidu HaZmonim Kineirim Dome doesn't apply to any monetary phenomenon, even if it's not a machine. So here when the Gemara says, Momenim Knosser Yalfino, it means a full class is Yalfino. But if it's a machine, we cannot learn how. But if it's not a full class of a machine, but it's only the Terasenesh. So that's a semi-knas. A semi-knas in the Terasenesh. That we can learn now. He couldn't have reference to the child which gave birth to a apostle. That means there was a bureau apostle. So the kiddush and ibaru apostle nakune v'etichlo in the tumah because of the beer. Hilchach lekli for zera apostle mame shel zera zera apostle. Boze belimid al ze pirish. Ilo ikosaf al echad. Aber im Mukmel in die Nire Jesu, der Heine Bagus, die Intena, die Lomo li di Yotzachin um li uri dal in Kese, wo al Kochoch le abe Mozin um li upne in Kese di Bagus, elo binarus, dominei da Shin um li il, aber ish Kese vod nache, u man ro, im King al Kochoch hai Choair binarus, dir bi Bagus in Rov, Zakoye, Bidushin, So how can we say in case of this reference to Bagus? Because we have in the Rosh of Yitzhak Abosik in mind that it has reference to Naus. Veimer Ram, the Ilav, the inner Ram, the Ilav, Yotzachinom, have a opinion in case of the Yisur and the Yud. Dom Rabbine, Chad min Arus, v'chad li Bagus, ut Roshe, de in Keset Wodin Ze, lo yhabe da Shino, lo hoche Yitzrich, v'yotzachim. Just in case. In case. So then we would apply the in case and the extra yud. Chadun Aru Chadun Bagus. So then we wouldn't have any additional posse for the Aloha of in case of Lord Mzeh. And our Ish Kesef Lord Nachman. Bakosh mit Zion mit Shusha. Dün Thema, Mises Abdechia. Shemitzir mit Shusha, dem Mitzir mit Shusha. Hatani Ovi Bakosh. That even though it's made mit Shusha, but mit Shusha, it's not made. יש לי מדידון מפרח. מהו מסעב שכל משתנה הגוף? תימא במאגוס שנשתנה הגוף. להיות צריכים אומרים מבאגוס, עם כסף מנהרוס, ועם תימא ברי שהבולמין קטל מנהרוס, ועוד היום מבאגוס. ויש לי מה משום, עם כסף צורך הוא כנול מנהרוס, כי יום על עיר, אבל כסף מאחר דיין מנהרוס, לנהוב זכוי, בידושי ביטי בית. In Kesef Eli Minaros, the Lichem Rachmon and Naros, the boy Bakos, the old Bakos, comes after Naros. And my Rabbi posed to him and said, Mi Dava Tish Misochi, the Tanya, Tish Misochi, the Yichu Kish, Tish Tkin, Misochi, the Yichu Kish. So, he's not concerned to him in Kesef. Tanya teach of the Konki and Elo. That's an evidently on yourself. Leila means after Elo. Sochi is a Konki and Shonik. And a regular evidently. Only she Shonik. Yehi ma teach of Yehi ma Sochi. Vanehi, even a bit who has to work for the Rabbi, for the kid, until Elo, more than 6 years. So he's not considered in Kaps Day to Kuzumo, obviously. And Eved, who only 6 years, is certainly not to be considered as Kien Kaps Day. But me, my Konikin, even the Echel, Konikin and Shonim with Kosher. You can easily say, my Tech is the Konikin and Shonim. Our Konikin and Elom, Echel, is ye, he is a Kien Kaps Day. But Sochel, you know, Teshel, Shavot, Mishi Konikin and Elom, in Echel. So here too, in other words, because if the Torah would mention Arus, so then I would say that only Bagus, Omer Abay Midon, Hosom Trei Gufenim. תכנן כוסר אחרון את תשע פניות צל יחר ועוד הכוס הפילוך הבסוכר מיוצדה של מקרוחי מאה ומיוצדה של מקרוחי מאה even if the Torah had explicitly written תשע פניות when there would be no doubt so then it would still be possible to say מיוצדה של מקרוחי מאה תורה מכוסר לקרוא אל הוכה חד גופי כמעט כולו בנארוס Bagus my bay rabe. Elam rabai. We nitzrichel li bagadayot. Sauk by the hamine. Binarus teipuk, bi bagus loy teipuk. Komash, let's see the rash. Pozer vrim galde. Vitech shloy tirish narus, mi nitchol meilo gulomei. Shemon do barachel isi bay. חוץ רק מכתיב שניהם. תהי כוסת חד, הבא מיניהם. בקוס הוא יש לי מקרוא, אבל נרוס הוא מופק לי, בו חבר העברים מדור, או כוחו, חד מנהי לי נרוס. מי לדעת איש לסוכר, תעשי גם לתרום מיני שוכר. תשע ואומר לי, תרום או תשע כן, לסוכר לרוקש. זה כל מכיר אין לו, מבלי בו אני ארצה, אני אתכן. ואף עוד פחד אם נפי קודם לא הייתי שור, אבל אני מלך לתרום. כי הם שונים שלו הגיע לידיים שם שונים. בסוכר מלמד על תשע, ועל כוח אחד מנהי למירצה הוא דרוסי. ומאחר שאנחנו משניהם, השמיעו זה למירצה מתשע פעציה, שהוא מיושב אצלי עשר, מן הקונו לשישון. So that's why the Torah refers to him as תשע. Hosom von Gufen, mir tamschen, mir tamschen, Gufen mit. Die Epschon wie Schneen, wie es schon geht. Die Chinamik aus Rachmone, kommt mal viel Pirisch an Hosom von mir zah. Nur jeich hat, Hosom und Pirisch an Schneen mir zah. Warum auch die schon Mutzach und Kiesi? Und ich soll den Jochen in Tari zu bringen, aber auch da besochen, nur zu lassen, die Frau Kinder. Die Torach, die Kosa, die Kopf, die Pirach, die Schikos, wie Hosom, יש לי מבוזה בלי על זה, בין הוא רק שיש יחת אפילו את המפירוש, אפילו יחת בצור. But here is the same person, so let the Torah spell out, נרוס, is he dating. So my mail is, look that he dates again. אבל הוא חד אף תקום לשוס את הנרוס. במשכח הזו הוא יצא נרוס, זה רק עושה מקום מי להבי ליחת, להבי ליחת את נרוס בהדיה, בסולי. So why does the Torah have to mention to Psuki? Let the Torah spell out just now. So there is no necessity to tell us that Bagus is made. So you know it in the Torah, it's not. There is a necessity. Because sometimes there can be a Yitzhiya be Bagus, even though there was no Yitzhiya be Nagus. For how? Bagad Islands. Island is in Los Simoni Nagus. והשמין ומקרו שיוציאו ימי בגבוסו, כי שהגיע לו עשרים שם. כי שהגיע לו עשרים שם. Now, what's the aloche? What's the aloche by islands? When is a woman determined as an island? Or as a source? By men. So, there is a machlokes between the Shammah and the Sila and the Gomez, like Ben. According to the Shammah, at the age of 18, so Isauris is determined as Isauris, and the Nihilus is determined as Nihilus. And according to Bezalel, Isauris and Nihilus are determined at the age of 20. Now, of course, we are still like Bezalel. So that's why Rashi says, Shiyu lo eschim shom. Shiyu lo eschim shom. Masif lo mabarabashi. Why do we have to, why do the Torah have to mention a special posuk that Bagrus is made to violinist, even though there was no Yitzhi of Naros because she never watched the Sirets, but we could use a Kalachema. Umblat Kalachema, umasim on Yitzhi Yitzhi Meshusav, Yitzhi Meshusodin, Bagrus Yitzhi Meshusav, Indim, Yitzhi Meshus, ומה הסימונים שמציעים לשוסר? כי לאמון ליר, שמייס יודע לא ליר. So even after she watched the sirens, the מייס יודע is too long to the father. בגו שמציעים לשוסר, ואשכן זוכר לקרוא לנאוס, תכסיב להביא הנאו, אין דין שמציעו משוסר. הוא קם ופורך, הוא אמור נמיס לעשות כלכם, אתה עוד כוסר לקרוא. אומר, הבבה ש... So the question we know is, why do we need an extra posuk that Bagrus is Mitzir, Yeshuzot? We, even without an extra posuk, since there is a posuk that Naros is Mitzir, so if we could use to it our Hebner that Bagrus is certainly Mitzir. But our Abashe, the reason is why we have an extra posuk of Yotzach Himmel in Bagrus, even though we already have the posuk of Pein Kesset, that Naros is Mitzir, because to tell us, Leikas bin Dailas, Salk Dait Hamme, the Asya Simon Narus, Habes Vine, the Asya Simon Narus, the Habes Vine, Komashno. So the Tosif of Bagrus is to tell us that the two things he tells us that the Bagrus, the Shnashof of Nihilus, is Mitzir Mishusodin, and it also tells us that in Chiri Skyo, suppose we didn't have an extra posuk, then we would say that in Chiri is not in Kyo. I would say that if she's an islandess, so then the father cannot even sell her. Und unsere Kodi Bagos Allah, nehmen wir schon ein, das ist ein Kerl, der Fuß auf die Schaube. Komm, Aschelon, wie hat sich hin? That even if she turns out, even if she's an ironess, the father can still sell. Und mal war Rashi, wenn du auf Kalachin, wo am Nuna Mins, das der Kalachin, durch die Kosa bekommen. Han und Lechen, 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 אמר אותו, מה הייתי שלא יהיה שינו כמו בגד איילנס? תתאים אותי. Now, what's in this? Do I ask you, Simon, in our so have a smith? We came up, we cut me here, made out of the Toby Simon in our. Right, the Torah has to tell us, the Torah has to tell us, the Yotzachinon, that in ironies the father can still sell as normal deal. But I would say, since she's not going to bring Shisares, so the father couldn't even sell. So the question is, I mean, while she's Iktana, how could we know whether she'll bring Simon Ironies or not? So I mean, so the whole thing is not relevant. Bin dem und mit Kapu sehe ich nicht, dass ich mit Tobi Simone in der Haus. Die Simone Allen ist eine Geschichte bei Seske, die in Dio Seibes, an mir in der Korrekt Bissir. Genieße der Ego, wie auch auf die Schiebe Simone Allen ist, schäfst du Raka mit Kapu, gehen sie, sie mit dem Obo, wenn sie gut mit der Kinoschi, wo am Dünung gab die Sohle, sagt sie mir, Kuro, so mit Mele, um die Stomme war dünn bei uns. So in respect to Sohle, die Gemorre said explicitly, that only if he produces all the Simone songs, is his songs. The Gemara doesn't say it in respect to Ireland, only if she shows all the songs. But Tetzis makes an out. There is a machlokes l'shem. The torshit is that an Irelandess does not have to produce all the Simone songs. His songs has to produce all the Simone songs. But an Irelandess does not have to produce all the Simone all the Simone Islands. But Tegisa says there is an analogy between Soros and Islands. Umistomo Adibad, Yeshima de Ohekon, we have this Venus Vine, Vitsori Chodin Lahazel Maasel, Vio Viazel Akesi, Vigam in Shayobo Din Yud in Yah. So in other words, Tegisa says, in Ochname, we couldn't know why she is a Ktama, whether she'll turn out to be an islandess or not. But, so the kashi is, really the whole Zerzakosu is not relevant. The whole Zerzakosu that the father could say, Lord, it is relevant, because when she becomes 20 years old and she produces the Simone Islands, and suppose he sold her, so then I would say, the mechira is no mechira. The mechira is no mechira. So mele the Odin has to refund back the money. I mean, so it's all Odin Lahavzer myself. The father has to return back the money that the Odin received. And the Odin has to give back the earnings for the work. So the Pasuk tells us, the Yotzachinom, that even though she turned out to be an ironess, so still he can sell. So the Odin does not have to be Marzah Marcel, and the Od does not have to be Marzah does not have to be Marzi of the Keset. Of course, when Teisa says the Torah on Marzi myself, the Obi Azar Keset, so that will involve an adjustment, you know, between, you know, the money that the father received, you know, and the earnings. Now, Teisus in the Kashe, Teisus only asks on the Kashe, on the basis, of the fact that she could not become an ironess, can an ironess, unless she shows all the simon of ironess. The implication being that if we were to assume that even if she doesn't show all the simon of ironess, so she still is considered an ironess, then there wouldn't be any kasha. So the Mishnah in the Talmud, in the Sabbath, he has a kasha. Even if we were to assume that she doesn't have to produce all the simon islands, just one simon islands, and that she could show the kapnuso also. When she's 10 years old, she could show that simon islands. But how could she be considered an islandess? After all, that is a halacha, that if a woman produces shtei sairas before she becomes 20, so then, even if she produced all the simon islands, she doesn't become an islandess. So why do states have to emphasize the fact that she only is considered an islandess if she shows all the simon islands? Even if the halacha had been that she doesn't have to show all the simon islands, but there is a halacha that if she does produce she's Cyrus before she's 20, so then she's not an Iris. So it still possesses the same passion. In the Rambam, in the Dalai Milch, Sabodim Awakal, there is a long So even in the law had been that one sin of violence is enough. So how could we determine that she's an island before she's 20? Maybe she'll produce the Cyrus by the age of 20. So then it will be determined that she's not an island. Now, I didn't see the Miriam Dushin for a number of years, but I think that the Miriam Dushin and our Sukhya, he says that we need all the Simona Islanders in order to establish it as a Baba. But in order to establish it, so I mean, that's the Miriam. Alright, one second. No, I mean, I don't have to mention the Miri right now. I don't have to mention the Miri right now. In other words, we could say, on the Mishnah Melas Kashi, we could say that the reason is why Teisus emphasizes the fact that she doesn't become an ironess only if she produces all the seven ironess. The implication being that if the law has been that she becomes an ironess with a few of the seven, with one of the seven ironess, so then there wouldn't be any kasha. But the kasha is, we still are not sure that she'll turn out to be an ironess, because maybe she'll produce she's ironess by the age of 20, so then she will not be an ironess. So apparently, cases holds that there's a cause of what we would say, Sauer weiter Hamine, the Asya Simone Narus, Habes Vine, Doi Asya Simone Narus, Doi Habes Vine Zvine, the Habes Vine Zvine. So I would say that without the Zeras HaKosuf, I would say that a woman, a bas, who produced Simone Ironess cannot be sold. Whether she is an ironess or she is not an ironess is not important. The fact that she produced, that she quoted Simone Ironess, she quoted Simone Ironess, so she cannot be sold because she is an ironess. So in the male, if we were to assume that she can become an ironess, with one simon of ironess, so in the male, even though the halacha is that if she produces shtei sayas, let's say at the age of 19, she doesn't become an ironess. But that doesn't mean that she did not show produce the simon ironess. She still produces simon ironess. But, in other words, even if she has the simon ironess, as long as she has shtei sayas before the age of 20, so she becomes a villain. She becomes a gilani. But in other words, when do we say so she becomes a gilani anyway? But the Simone ironies are not enough. But I would say in Ferasore that a bus that has the Simone ironies cannot be sold. So Mele Taisa says on the basis of the premise that one simon ironess is not simon ironess, but if the law had been that a few simon ironess so is enough, so the melee, I would say, since she produced the simon ironess, so she cannot be sold, even though she produced this ironess. But a bus that brought the simon ironess cannot be sold. Mishnah Melech has the kasha. But apparently the Mishnah Melech is right, because the Rosh Hashanah is like this. When we Omar Mar Bar Avashe, when we Tzricho Al Olika Zvine Dailan, Sal Vait Hamine De Asya Simoni Narus Havde Zvine, De Uri Asya Simoni Narus Uri Havde Zvine Zvine. So the Gemara doesn't say that without the Zeras HaKosuf, I would say in Zrasvore, that a woman who has Simoni Ironess cannot be sold. Mechatez? Only if she is not destined to produce the silence. But if she is destined to produce the silence, so then Meircha Teisa shouldn't the father be able to sell her? That's why the Mishnah Melech asks, is it kasha? In other words, so why does Teisa emphasize the fact that she must produce all this one islandness? Even if she does, even if that would have been that once an ironess is not, But the halacha is, if she produces this iris before she becomes 20, so then she doesn't become an iris. So in Mele, she is not a bas that loyasis him on iris. Because maybe she will be masis him on iris. Maybe she will produce him on iris. That's why the Mishnah Melech. So the Mishnah Melech is right. The Rosh Nagmore the more Mav Ravashi emphasizes the fact that the Leashes him on an Iros. So it's not the fact that she brought Simone Iros. But the important thing is, the important factor is the fact that she will not bring Simone Iros. But before she's 20, how do we know that she will not bring Simone Iros? Now, so I want to mention the Aramir. The Aramir says that suppose she is a Sophic Islandess, so then the father cannot sell. And further, I think the Aramir says, suppose he sold her as a Ktano before there was a Sophic, whether she's an Islandess. And then, let's say a year later, so she sold certain simony that produced a Sophic, maybe she'll turn out to be an Islandess, so then she will second be Atzmo. So Amit B'chaber Olamaraya, so she can meet herself, Meshuto. That's what Aram Yeh says. So maybe the Shafi thesis could be like this. If we want to say that she is an Islandess with some of the simony, not all the simony, and some of the simony Islandess can be shown while she is a Ktano, while she is a little girl. So Mele, true that there is always a possibility, maybe she'll produce this Islandess. So there's a possibility, but there is certainly a possibility that she will not produce this Islandess. Not only possibility, maybe probability. So Mele, even with Sophic Islandess, he would be able to sell. Mashenkin, if we were to say, if we were in view of the fact that she can only be turned into an Islandess on the basis of all the simony, so then, before all the simony are shown, there isn't even a Sophic, why should we be Chetshish? That she'll produce all the simony, so she isn't even a Sophic Islandess. So Meicha thinks he shouldn't be able to sell her. Now, you have to know there is a certain Gemara. There is a certain Gemara in Yevamos, in order to understand the Ramban.
Ad
nase sovis tu matreya. Ushmuel ma'akot noyo bezishol.